It's News with Nick for January 21st, 2022. Wow, can you believe it? Gonna do a quick update show here, everyone. I have not talked to you guys since the dramatic ending of the December show. Right, we signed off the show, and as the outro music is playing, right, as the outro music is playing, my other screen is popping with chats. I'm like, it could be anything. Like, people could be chatting me all the time. I'm very popular, right? And so I don't look at it during the regular show. So as soon as the outro music starts playing, I click on over to the other chat, and it's like, everyone, the vaccine mandate, it's lifted for our job, right? And I interrupt the ending of the show, and I start yelling. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. We're no longer forced to get a vaccine to keep our jobs. And this was crazy, guys. This was like, I know for anyone who wasn't facing the end of their job, or they'd gotten vaccinated and their coworkers were just the ones that were about to get fired, or you were planning to not have a coworker. Like, that's a very different experience than getting an email from your job and saying, if you don't do this thing within 2 months, you're going to be fired, right? And spending from October 8th to December 17th, assuming you're fired and your whole life is going to be different, protesting as much as you can, being there for your friends, and having your manager being like, are you going to be fired in a month? And you saying, I'm not telling you that. Not, that's private. And him going, okay, well, guess you're not getting any serious work then. And having that go on for 2 months, and then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, you're not fired. What a crazy experience, right? And I think, frankly, I don't think enough people are thanking us, right? All the people at work that were like, I'm going to be fired soon, they should be writing to me going, wow, you saved us. You gave us hope when there was no hope. Now, the other thing that happened was a couple people came up to me in the coming weeks and said, Nick, got something funny to tell you. I was at the doctor's office and I didn't want to get fired, so I got vaccinated. And literally 5 minutes later, someone called me and said that the work vaccine mandate had been lifted. I was like, seriously? You didn't have faith in me that I would come through and save you. And that I said, don't get vaccinated if you don't want to. Just wait until the last minute. They're not gonna fire you. What's gonna happen is you get to the door on the final day and they're gonna say, actually, you're not on the list. Sorry, you can't come in. And you're gonna go, if at that point you wanna back down or whatever you wanna call it, then you would say, I'm sorry, I was infected with misinformation from Trump and I would now like to get vaccinated. Can I please come back to work if I get vaccinated? I'm so sorry. I'll take 2 weeks off. And they're going to be like, sure. Right? There was no need to do this. So there's that. And then, so the chat's blowing up and they're like, I can't believe it. I got vaccinated 2 weeks ago. This is BS. I got vaccinated 2 days ago. And I get all snarky. I'm like, you guys, you didn't have any faith in me. We told you not to. And then people got mad at me because, I don't know. I did what I had to keep my job, which I understand. It's really bad when the police state comes for you and they say you have to do this or we're going to make your life and living terrible, then you do it. Like a driver's license. You'd always get a driver's license. You don't have to. Some would say that that's the police state. Why do I need a plastic card in my wallet to be able to drive? Shouldn't I have freedom to drive my vehicle upon the public way without needing to ask permission from mommy government? Yes. I don't freaking know. Anyway. The Supreme Court on Thursday struck down a Biden administration mandate that large businesses require their employees to either be vaccinated or tested at least once a week for the coronavirus. In a 6-3 order, the justices blocked the OSHA emergency rule for businesses with more than 100 employees. The justices, however, did allow a vaccine mandate for the by the Centers for Medicine and Medicaid Services for healthcare workers at some. So the healthcare mandate stands. The OSHA mandate has been struck down by the Supreme Court. So companies are no longer going to be fined in the private sector if they don't make their employees vaccinate, which is, it's good, right? I mean, this is good news. Still, it feels like we're going in the wrong direction in a lot of ways. There's places around the world that are getting real scary. And they're mandating fourth shots and stuff. Wow. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I most likely have COVID. So, just so everyone knows, on Tuesday, or Monday night into Tuesday, my girlfriend who lives here said, I don't feel so great. I maybe shouldn't go to work. And I'm like, it's fine. You're vaccinated, right? No, that's not a thing anymore. Everyone wants to get COVID. If you get it, if you got it a year ago, you're cool. If you get it now, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, my mom had it three times last week, right? Anyway, she's like, I don't feel so good. And our work's rule is if you don't feel so good, you can go in to the nurse's office and they have a little rapid tester. They test you and call you back in an hour and say what happened. So she's like, I'm going to get tested and then I'll be able to go in an hour, right? So she goes to get tested, comes back home, does some work on remotely because it's 2022, gets a call from the nurse's office. She's on the phone and I go up to the room and I'm like, so you're fine? And she's like, no, they said I have COVID. I'm like, uh-oh, really? And then suddenly I feel like I can't breathe. But then 10 minutes later, I'm like, I'm fine. I'm going to go for a run and see what happens. So I go for a run. I'm fine. That's Tuesday, right? Wednesday, I go for another run. Thursday, I go for another run. Now we're at Friday, and I still feel okay, but I think my head hurts, and I think I can't breathe. It feels harder to breathe, but that's just because I'm talking a lot. Yesterday, I ran 7 miles, and during that, I was like, oh, I'm out of breath because I'm running. Just kidding. No, I had a fine run, so I don't know. I don't know what to say. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I thought I was going to be cool. I was going to be one of those that never got it, but I probably do have COVID now, and maybe we'll test next week. I don't know. Very, very exciting stuff. You guys bored? This is super boring. If anyone cares, those dogs that I let out, they were fine. I checked the other day. I ran by them. Oh, boy. DCPS investigates after elementary school students say they were forced to reenact the Holocaust. Let's see if this video has any info.
We'll see first on Fox 5, the D.C. public school system is investigating after elementary school students say they were forced to reenact the Holocaust.
That's right. Tonight, we are talking to a mother whose child was in that class. Fox 5's Lindsay Watson is live in Southeast with an interview you will only see here on Fox 5. Lindsay.
Guys, tonight, the school district is apologizing after this alleged lesson Friday here at Watkins Elementary School. The students involved, 8 and 9-year-olds who are reporting they had to pretend to kill each other.
Huh? All right, I've not seen this video. In a letter sent to parents at Watkins Elementary School in Southeast, the principal says, according to reports he received, the reenactment including students being asked to portray participants from the Holocaust like Adolf Hitler. Students being asked to portray participants from the Holocaust. Oh, like Adolf Hitler. Digging ditches to serve as mass graves. Was Adolf out there digging? Hurry up, Hitler! We have more! Keep digging!
Husband picked up our child after school. There was a lot of sobbing and crying and distress.
The mother I spoke to didn't want to be identified to protect her child. She says her third grade student had to pretend to die in a gas chamber at school on Friday.
And we don't understand how this could have happened in a D.C. public school.
In a letter to parents at Watkins Elementary, the principal says he heard reports that a staff member staged a Holocaust reenactment that included students portraying participants from the Holocaust, like Adolf Hitler, digging ditches
part.
To serve as mass graves and simulated shootings. And he says the staff member leading the lesson is accused of making anti-Semitic statements.
What do you think about the impact on your child?
Oh, man.
I think it's traumatic. I think it's a terrible
corruption. Please interview the child? We've got a mom getting third-hand info from a child on whether or not they were forced to die in a gas chamber.
...of historical trauma.
Skipping
that
ahead.
That was generally having a very hard time.
There was a child that had to play Hitler, right?
That's right.
Do you know how that child is doing?
To my knowledge, that child is not doing well at all.
It allegedly happened during library time, and I spoke to the staff member in question by phone. She denied the reenactment, saying, I think somebody's misquoting what happened in the library that day.
Oh my goodness,
she would
crazy.
Provide no details on what did happen. The district says that staff member is now on leave as an investigation is conducted.
My child told me at the end of this Holocaust reenactment, the teacher told them not to tell their parents.
In a statement, DCPS says in part, students should never be tasked with acting out any atrocity, especially genocide and war. Additionally, there were allegations of a staff member using hate speech during the lesson.
This does not make... Who would think this is a good idea? All right, come on, kids, get in here. Okay, you're Adolf Hitler. You guys are Nazis. You all force these kids into the gas chamber and you guys pretend to die during library time. Okay, that was fun. Now don't tell your parents. I wish there was more info about this, but I've Googled it and let's see. We've got from clevelandjewishnews.com. The United States Holocaust Memorial Museum shared their thoughts on the best way to teach students about the Holocaust following the controversy surrounding a third-grade class and their Holocaust reenactment. Teaching Holocaust history requires the sensitivity of the complexity of the subject. Creating and exploiting reenactments for students of any age or purpose is irresponsible, shows a lack of respect for the victims and survivors. Yeah, I mean, I've said on the show before, I had to reenact the Underground Railroad. I had to pretend I was a black slave getting snuck out, and the teachers yelled at us and said, be slavey. Hold the back of the person in front of you. Look down. Don't you look up. Then I tripped, and they were like, get up, slave. I never cried to my parents about being a black slave, so I don't know. Oh, man. So now you can get free at-home COVID tests, right? How to get a free at-home COVID test under the new government program. When Omicron started to take off in the U.S., the White House announced it would do more to help people access at-home COVID-19 tests. Starting Saturday, the biggest part of the plan is... Okay, I'm bored. Apparently, you go to this website and you can get a COVID test. And you can also get an N95 mask coming up soon. Like, we're 2 years into the thing, right, where this stuff would have been helpful. I guess maybe they didn't have them already. But I actually did not foresee the narrative of masking and this stuff changing to be where now you're enforcing what type of mask someone wears, because that actually would make more sense back in the day. Like, actually stop putting a cloth mask over your face. It doesn't do anything. If we want to flatten the curve or whatever, you got to have a real mask and it has to fit right. Right. So finally, a couple weeks ago or last week or something, the CDC said, hey, if you want the best protection, you got to have an N95 mask. And that is now a new recommendation. So there's places that may start saying you got to have an N95 mask and not this cloth mask or this surgical mask. So we're going to see how that plays out. I'm a little curious. All right, we're going to speed through the news. I really just wanted to give you guys an update on me, that I've got the illness, that I do still have a job. I still collect a paycheck somehow. So that's amazing. And that I still live. I'm an alive person. Madeline Allen kidnapping suspect allegedly let her text "I love you" to parents leading to rescue. The teen vanished on December. I don't know what this is. When Utah College, Madeline Allen went missing. Police sprang into action. Allen, 19, was last seen leaving her dorm at Snow College in Ephraim around 9:22 p.m. on December 13th. At 7:20 a.m. the following morning, she sent a text message to one of her parents saying, "I love you." According to a probable cause affidavit obtained by People, the text prompted Allen's parents to contact Verizon, from whom they learned the text was sent from the small town of Loa, 87 miles south. This was potentially alarming because the teen did not have regular access to a vehicle. The seemingly out-of-nowhere text, without any context, also struck the parents as suspicious. So if you ever get a text message from your child that says nothing else but "I love you," that's the key. Call Verizon. Oh, God. So they found the girl. Big whoop. Okay, skipping ahead. Inmate pretends to be scheduled for release and is now missing. A Missouri inmate is on the run after officials say he pretended to be scheduled for release from jail. Crawford County Sheriff's Office said Benjamin Frank Landa, 30, escaped at 9:05 a.m. Fan's photo shows him walking out of the jail. Witnesses state that Landa fled north into the wood line. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the update. On January 14th, about a week ago, at 11 a.m., Benjamin Landa was located. Okay, that guy's found. Hey, that's cool. All right. Well, this has been News with Nick. I can't focus, guys. I don't have any news. I got nothing to talk about. I'm ill. And all my news stories are boring. I don't know how to live the rest of my life. Should I buy another house? Right? Should I buy two houses? Bitcoin's crashing. Who knows? Next year it will be rising again. So I'm poor or I'm rich on any given day. Do I keep my job that doesn't like me anymore? What a very awkward position. You're like, all right, you're definitely 100% fired next month. Just kidding, you're not. So now you can do some work? Question mark? I'm like, if you want, I'll do whatever. Are you dedicated to this job? Well, I'm dedicated to the job as much as a job is dedicated to me after they said they were 100% going to fire me. Okay, it never said in the emails 100%. They just said you will be terminated. What a rude thing to do. Then everyone wants to go back to normal. Right? Oh, it's like in, everyone watch Under the Dome, the silliest show of all time. On one episode, they're like, "You are a traitor. You stole propane or whatever from old farmer Rick. We're going to hang you. We built a gallows. Look at the gallows. We're going to hang you." They walk the guy up to the gallows. At the last second, they're like, actually, I don't remember the plot at all. But I feel like the last second, they're like, "Just kidding. He didn't do it." And then they take down the gallows. And the next morning, they're like having breakfast with him. Like, "Sorry, we tried to kill you last night. Everything good? We got to work together to get out of this dome. Yeah, sorry we tried to fire you. So now we're going to do work? Yeah. Sorry that I've lost my entire will to do anything or to live in general." Just kidding on that last part, if anyone's worried. Everything's fine. Okay, thanks for listening.